listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
It's a busy day for sure, but we have got a lot of very interesting discussion for you straight ahead, because you're going to hear about something you have not heard from anywhere else. I guarantee stuff you've not picked up on any newscast anywhere else. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay here.
Interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
And he's playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us, and hope you had a great holiday weekend. The McCullough Ankle Biters, I went into this weekend with a different strategy. Last year, we went down the shore to Cape May thinking we would spend the weekend on the beach and just drinking up God's sunshine and playing with God's sand and surfing on God's waves, and God sent his rain. So we didn't do that, and instead we spent a lot of time in some arcades in our room, and eventually we did get a little bit of sun, I think, on the final day last year. But this year I said, you know what, let's not make it dependent upon all those other factors, and let's stay a little bit closer to home. So we did a whole bunch of stuff. We did bowling. We did mini golf. I mean, you name it. The Ankle Biters had a great time. And as we shuffled them off to school today, they were all tired, which was exactly my goal to begin with. So I'm hoping that you had as busy and as fulfilling a weekend as the McCulloughs did. But when we come back from a break, even a holiday like Memorial Day, where we take some time out to remember those that paid the ultimate price for our freedom, today we have an even, I would say, an even more significant cause, and that is the cause of the gospel in a place where my kids and I talked a little bit about it over this weekend. In fact, some of the things that we do in the McCullough House, you know, we like to do this. We're food people, right? So we cook a lot. We like to go out and eat interesting things. We like to talk about the interesting things that we eat. We decided last night the first time that the Ankle Biters would try mussels and clams steamed with a little bit of broth and some bread. Very simple dish. But you're crossing your fingers. You have no idea if they're going to eat it or not. And they just swooped it up. So it was a success on that level. But as we were talking about food, and sometimes, you know, we think of fancy food as being one way, when a lot of times food that is very nourishing and very delicious and very good for people can be very simple. And that brought me back to a discussion that we have had kind of ongoing with them for a while, about the need for food around the world, whether it is in South America, Central America, the continent of Africa, or in the Middle East even. And we were talking about the country of Lebanon, because I was telling them a little bit about what we're going to be doing this June on the radio, and they wanted to know more about it. And what we don't know a lot of in America is just how dependent a lot of that region of the world, the Mediterranean, the Black Sea, that whole region is really dependent upon the Ukraine for a lot of its grain production. A lot of grain comes from the Ukraine. If you were to look at a map of Europe and the Mediterranean, look at the map of the United States, if you think of like Iowa and Kansas and Nebraska as kind of like our breadbasket, well, the Ukraine is kind of that for its region. And so there's a lot of countries that are dependent upon it. And of course, if there's a war going on, not only does that interrupt the supply chain, but there's not any farmers farming their wheat because they're all defending their homes. And as this war has dragged on, the impact food-wise to the entire region, but to specifically a very poor country like Lebanon, has just been devastating. And here to discuss a little bit about how that has worked is Tom Adama, who, as you will remember, is the co-founder of our friends at the organization called Heart for Lebanon. We love this organization. The McCulloughs give to this organization each year. I want you to join us in this effort this year. But Tom Adama is back with us. And Tom, thank you for being here. I don't think a lot of people know, you know, kind of top level news item here, that the war in Ukraine has really devastatingly impacted the food supply in that region of the world. But in a little place like Lebanon that doesn't have a ton of resources to begin with, this is beyond just a hardship. This is devastating.
This is. Thanks, Kevin, for having me back again this year. It's a real privilege. Yeah, it is devastating. And unfortunately, as you said, it's not in the news. Ukraine is in the news, and we're hearing more and more these days about their wheat shipments trying to get through the Black Sea, opening up the Russia's stops the blockade. But in the meantime, it's in place. And that means 60% of the wheat and corn that Lebanon needs, it's not getting. And it doesn't have any place to store it because of the silos that were blown up a couple years ago and haven't been rebuilt yet. So it's a day-to-day. In fact, the head of the bakery union just last week said there was only 3 days of flour left. Now, we're in day two of his calendar of that 3 days.
Wow.
And there were reports that bread was being sold, what bread is around, is being sold for twice as much as the state will allow it. Now, bread in Lebanon is subsidized by the government, which is also kind of ironic because the government is broke. It has no money. And so when they subsidize something, they're not really subsidizing it with anything. They're just selling it for a reduced price, which makes it the situation worse. So if you went, for instance, if you went right now with your car to the gas station and went to fill it up, it would cost you a month's salary just to fill your car up. So the situation is dire in Lebanon. It is absolutely dire. And I go over there 4 or 5 times a year. I'll be over there again at the end of June, over the 4th of July weekend I get back. But let me take you to one of our two centers. In the Baca Valley is our Big Hope Ministry Center, some 62,000 square feet that we just finished building. And in God's timing, it was right at the point of this major crisis. Mm-hmm. And then we have one in the south. But let's focus on the Baca for a minute, because I'd like you to hear Bashir. I'd like Bashir to describe to you and your audience exactly what's happening in the Baca Valley. This is talked about in scripture. This is the fertile valley of fruits and vegetables. This is right over the Syrian border where people have walked over the mountain. This is where tents are set up on the farmer's field where people are living. And so let's have Bashir share with you what he witnesses every day.
Due to the challenges that Lebanon is passing through these days, all people in Lebanon are suffering, whether they are refugees or Lebanese. People are hungry, thirsty, they have no hope. And we exist as Heart for Lebanon to help the families who are in need. In 2021, we chose to expand the work with the Lebanese and the refugees as well. We increased the number of food portions to be distributed to the families who are in need. We increased the number of students, Lebanese and Syrian, because a lot of people are not able to pay the tuition for the school. We expanded the spiritual work among the people that we are serving, because when we are visiting people, we see how much pain they have. This is why we go and pray with them. We read the Bible with them. We encourage them. We share the message of Jesus Christ with them. We tell them that there is hope. And the only hope that we have or we can have is just in Jesus Christ.
What you're going to find, friends, as we have these conversations over the next number of days is a lot of little things that are going to take you by surprise. Tom Adama, when I was listening to Bashir and he's talking about the need and the intensity of the problem and so forth, you don't expect him to say, so we go and we play with them. But that's how you reach kids, right? You get on their level. You speak a language that they understand, and you spend some time sharing a space and an activity with them. And as you're reaching people through the schools of Hope for Lebanon, the Hope Centers, as you're reaching people in the refugee camps that have literally next to nothing to live with, to live on, to live by, as you are still helping the victims of the explosion from 2 years ago, still rebuilding their lives, and now the entire nation enduring this catastrophic food crisis. Heart for Lebanon is there in so many capacities, working day and night to help every person see the love of Jesus in their life. Lebanese natives, Syrian converts, Christians that are coming and helping and coming back home from the U.S. You've got a whole team of all different types of people. But friends, that is what your gift makes possible. $116 will feed a family of four for a full month right now if you call 888-211-5944. Coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his My Slippers. I'm wearing mine as I read this spot, actually. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so you need to order right now. 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. Use the promo code WMCA. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop the My Slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long, made with the MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and made with quality leather suede. Remember, for a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. Order right now. 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. Use the promo code WMCA or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code WMCA.
Your local radio stations are here for you. No subscriptions or monthly fees necessary. We're here to give you the news, weather, and traffic you need and the music you love. But if the foreign-owned record labels get their way, it could stop the music. They want Congress to force radio stations to pay them more money, simply to play their music. Don't let radio go silent. Text LOCAL to 52886 and tell Congress to protect local radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Download the AM 570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Don't go to bed another night worrying about unfiled taxes or letters from the IRS. If you owe $25,000 or more, there is local help available. 201-479-2572. That's 201-479-2572. JLD Tax Resolution Group provides real solutions to your IRS problems right here in Jersey City. They specialize in helping self-employed individuals and businesses resolve their IRS problems for the least amount allowed by law. No more fake promises, just real solutions and real results. Don't call someone in California or Idaho. You can meet the owner, Jonathan Donenfeld, in his office in downtown Jersey City. They offer a free tax strategy session where they come up with a plan to resolve your tax problem. Don't call an 800 number. Call Jonathan now. 201-479-2572. That's 201-479-2572. Call now, 201-479-2572, or visit their website, 201tax.com. That's 201tax.com.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Brooklyn DA Eric Gonzalez about the crisis that plagues Rikers Island and what can be done about it. It's Reaching Out, Saturday afternoon at 4:30 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
Right now, police are stepping up patrols to make sure drivers and pedestrians obey our crosswalk laws. Why? Because every year in New York, people are injured or killed just crossing the street. So remember, pedestrians, obey traffic signals and use crosswalks. And drivers, yield to pedestrians in crosswalks. If you don't, we will educate you on the law. And you may get a ticket, because tickets get attention, and that saves lives. A message from the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
If you are 65 or older, you know this. It's really frustrating to deal with out-of-pocket medical expenses, watching your hard-earned dollars just flying out the window. Well, here's something that can really help, and it's worth taking a minute to look into. MediShare has a new option called MediShare 65 Plus. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it really is a community. People encourage and pray for each other. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B that fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. You can lock in one low monthly price for up to 10 years. It's great for peace of mind. You can use your Medicare-approved doctor and get prescription savings, dental and vision savings. Very worth looking into, and it's so easy, too. Find out why people rave about the customer service at MediShare. They're great to talk to on the phone. Here's the number. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's very exciting and encouraging for us to see the fruits of a hard work, of many years of Bible study. Our goal is to make disciples. And those disciples will start programs with other people, and they will invite other people to know Jesus Christ. Our goal is to spread the kingdom of God among the camps and all the Muslim women and men.
All right, that is a firsthand account from the field as to exactly what Heart for Lebanon wants to do. 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944. And she put it very simply, we want to make disciples. And you know, friends, that the whole purpose of the church is that people become followers who become disciples who then make disciples who then make disciples who then make disciples. That's the church growth plan, according to Jesus and what he asks us to do. And someone who cares very passionately about that is the co-founder of Heart for Lebanon. I'm not talking about Tom Adama. I'm talking about the other guy that we hardly ever get to speak with because many times he is just stationed right there in Lebanon. But Camille Melky is with us. And Camille, it's fun to get to have you in studio today. Thank you for being here. But let me go back to what that lady just said. The heartbeat of Heart for Lebanon is to reach people with the gospel. What does that mean to you?
Well, Kevin, first, thank you for having me on your show. As you just said it, the mission of the church is to make disciples. Thus, the mission of Heart for Lebanon is to make disciples and disciple makers who would disciple others, and that continues on. You know, living in Lebanon, we experience a lot of hardships. Literally, we say the grounds underneath us is shaking. It is. It is because of economic turmoil. It is because of many wars and crises around us. But also the grounds under the Muslim world is shaking. This is our opportunity. You know, Kevin, the body of Christ has two arms. One of proclaiming the gospel, and the other one is of living the gospel in the midst of the societies God has called us to serve. It's like caring and sharing at the same time, caring for the needs of people in destitutes, sharing the love of Jesus Christ with them. You do that well, and people start to ask you that one question: who are you and who sent you? Well, we're followers of Jesus Christ. We are about his mission and about making disciples. We tell them we come sent by the loving heart of Jesus Christ. We have experienced that love unconditionally, and we want to share it with you unconditionally as well. You do that well, and then you have people asking if God cares and if God exists. You engage into relationships of trust. You answer their tricking questions. You know, in Islam, for example, there are 99 attributes of Allah, the God they serve. God of strength, God of power, God of wisdom. But none of them talks about the God of love. And in Christianity, our faith is grounded in this wonderful statement that we all hear, this verse in John 3:16. God loves us so much. He gave us his only son at the cross. That's the unconditional love that we carry on. Today, we have more than 1,200 adults on every given week, either worshiping in one of our church plants in southern Lebanon or the Bekaa Valley, or at our Bible study, discipleship, leadership training. They are eager and thirsty to hear the gospel. We have hundreds of students every week in chapel, in Bible lessons, in discipleship classes, all of them worshiping together. Whether they come from a Muslim background, Shia, Sunni, Kurds, whether they come as Syrian refugees, Iraqi refugees, or local Lebanese, whether they come from traditional Christian background or any other ethnic group. It doesn't matter. It does not matter who we were before Christ. What matters is who we are in Christ. Hmm. And this is the future that we want to proclaim in the presence of the people that we serve. We live in this earth in a temporary stage, but we have the heavens for us to live in the presence of the Lord for eternity. Which one would you choose? You care and feed people, attend to their needs, but don't forget to share the gospel openly, clearly, and boldly with them.
Yeah, well, that's why Heart for Lebanon is so different. It is not just a transaction of people that have needs and coming to an organization that says, well, we can help meet those needs. It is a relationship that says, let's go deeper than just what you perceive your needs to be. Let's talk about who you are and what plan God has for you and all the rest of that. And friends, that's why we're asking you, before the bottom of this hour, will you help us fulfill that 10 family challenge? 888-211-5944. If we see 10 gifts coming in, we've got another giver that's generous and wants to do 10 families all in one gift. 888-211-5944. And maybe you'd like to just be a 10 family giver yourself. We could use those gifts. $1,160 will care for 10 families. Otherwise, it's $116 per family that helps a family for 4 months. You get them into the program. A lot of these families are single moms, many kids. You could have, a grandmother or an aunt or someone else in the picture as well. But there's a lot of need. And connecting these families to Heart for Lebanon, that first 4 months, that's where they build the relationship. That's where they spend the time talking. That's where they make sure they have plenty to eat. They get them enrolled in the school. They do all that stuff. That's what the $116 helps to provide when you give right now. 888-211-5944. 888-211-5944. But we need your gift before the bottom of the hour. Camille Melke is the co-founder of Heart for Lebanon. And Camille, one of the things that strikes me is that you can find any number of organizations that'll say, well, you know, we'll send some grain. Ukraine's busted right now. We'll make sure that they get some grain and feed some people some bread. But you find almost no organizations that say, but what about their heart? What about who they are? How do they perceive themselves? Do they see themselves the way God sees them? Or do they see themselves as some sort of distorted message, the way Allah or others would say, you know, you have to serve us and, you know, fierce obedience, otherwise, you know, there's no mercy. I mean, there's a true difference there.
There's definitely a difference, Kevin. You know, definitely meeting people's need is this access, this opportunity for us to be credible and reliable when people are asking the question, why we care, right? Especially in the Middle East, humanitarian aid is offered, but it's always offered with a condition attached to it. And that is most of the time for political gain, for brainwashing, for indoctrinating individuals, especially into a Muslim negative attitude, radical thinking. Our goal, Kevin, is to make sure that we are helping to transform the lives of these individuals. They are fed, cared, but they are also reached with the gospel, because that's what will make the difference. That's how we can see reconciliation. That's how we can see peacemaking. That's, you know, remember, God said that he has given us this beautiful gift of reconciliation, partnering with the Son in order to reconcile the broken world with the Father. This is our opportunity. Let's care and share.
All right. Camille Melke, great to have you in studio. Thank you for being here. Phone number again, friend, 888-211-5944. We need you to go to the phone right now. Just a couple of minutes left in that challenge. 888-211-5944, or go to WMCA.com. Get it time stamped before the bottom of the hour. It'll apply to the challenge. 888-211-5944. 888-211-5944 or WMCA.com and click the Heart for Lebanon banner there at the top of the page. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
It's Dr. Lederman speaking with 007 about prostate cancer.
You're 007.
The real 007. I was diagnosed in 2005 with prostate cancer. I requested a biopsy.
Why?
I got a biopsy that I had cancer in my prostate.
And then the doctor told you, hey, you got to have
surgery.
Did your doctor tell you about Dr. Lederman and radiosurgery?
It's his bread and butter to operate. Not only do they leave the cancer behind, behind, which is the most important thing, but you're incontinent and your sex life is kaput. I knew about your treatment, which was very easy to do.
15 years later, your PSA is zero.
My urinary life is okay. My sex life is very good.
For more cancer information, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted, 1384 Broadway. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-379-9528. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-379-9528. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-379-9528. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-379-9528.
Where are your family's old film reels, videotapes, and photos? Are they sitting in dusty shoeboxes and neglected bins at risk of completely fading away? Digitizing your aging media with Legacy Box is the safe and easy way to preserve and pass down your family's legacy. Simply send your Legacy Box kit filled with old home movies and pictures. Legacy Box does the rest, converting your moments to DVD or digital. Legacy Box has been trusted by over 1 million families and has over 10,000 five-star reviews. Be your family's hero. Unlock the memories trapped on VHS, camcorder tapes, and 8mm reels. Experience the joy and excitement of rewatching your wedding day, baby's first steps, and Christmas mornings. Feel relief knowing all those cherished moments are safe from fires and water damage. The Legacy Box Father's Day event is happening now. Go to legacybox.com/lbox to save 50%. Legacy Box is great for your family or as a gift for dad. That's legacybox.com/lbox for 50% off. legacybox.com/lbox.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
If you've not yet called 888-211-5944, please do so right now. 888-211-5944. Give a gift of $116 or whatever amount you can towards helping these families that we're trying to rescue in Lebanon right now. Jack Hibbert is here from Heart for Lebanon. And Jack, during the break, you said, hey, Kev, you know, we were talking about the church and what's going on there, and you have a way to take us behind the scenes.
Yeah, this has really been an exciting part of what God has done through the Ministry of Heart for Lebanon. You mentioned it earlier, Kevin. We were talking about just the explosive growth we've seen in our Hope Center, in our Bible studies, thousands studying Scripture. But we never, ever dreamed that the Lord would give us an opportunity. It wasn't part of any strategic plan to start a church. It just wasn't in our long-term. First of all, I don't think that we thought, honestly, when the Syrian war broke out, that we'd still be dealing with this 12 years later. But this is a situation that doesn't look like it really is ever going to end for us in terms of ministry. Syria is still not a safe place for these refugees to go back and to return. And I think in God's providence, he's had it that way so that it would give us more opportunity to reach, not only reach people with the gospel, but see them grow in their faith. So a natural outpouring of discipleship happened to us. The refugees came to us, Kevin, and said, hey, look, we love these Bible studies. We love these things we're getting the opportunity to do, but there's got to be more, right? I mean, let us start a church. And we were like, what? So they started it, which is just the incredible part of watching somebody grow in their relationship with Jesus. And our Hope Center director, Milad, talks a little bit more about our worship gatherings. Listen to this.
We have a church on Sunday, worship gathering on Sunday. More than 150 families are coming in a regular basis every Sunday to worship together. Their kids are in our Sunday school. The men, the women, the Muslims, the people, the ladies from a Muslim background, the elderly from Muslim backgrounds, from a Kurdish backgrounds, from Arab Muslim backgrounds, all of them, unity, together, side by side, are worshiping God. Talking about like the love of the Christ, sharing their passion with other family members, encouraging them to come to join them, to be part of what God is doing among them and how God was good and is good in their life.
Good in their life, and the reality of what that turns into, you change one life, Jack. They tell someone else, and you tell a child, and that child, when they can notably see that their child is not as is not misbehaving as much as he used to, or maybe he was, as we heard about Abdul not long ago, torturing animals at one point, and now he helps children that are, less than capable to get to where they need to go. Just the transformation that Jesus makes, it is impossible to keep that hidden. And these families are evidencing that.
No doubt about it. You know, I look at the situation oftentimes in Lebanon, Kevin, and I think, I don't think I'd wish what some of these people are going through on my worst enemy. I really don't. I don't understand sometimes how God works, but I've seen how he works. And it's really exciting. Because even though these people are in desperate circumstances, I wonder if they had not been, would they ever even have the opportunity to know a God who's going to give them everlasting life that so far will outweigh what really is a temporary circumstance. The exciting part about it for me today is we have the opportunity to kickstart all that. Yes, it starts with a transaction. It starts with food, and Lebanon's in a desperate place right now. The economy is crumbled. There is no government leadership. The country as a whole is on the brink of disaster, let alone what's happening in these refugee tent settlements. So we need to meet that need. And you do that as you invest with us. $116 helps a child and their family with food for 4 months. But what you just heard is the part that's most important to us. We get to start a relationship with these people that we serve. We go to them month after month after month, and we have the opportunity to share the hope that only comes through Jesus. We're hoping you'll stand with us right now. Reach one family with $116. Maybe you can do two at $232. Maybe you've been uniquely blessed and could step up and say, you know what, I'll take care of 10 families. It'd be a gift of a little over $1,100. Whatever God's calling you to do, we're in an incredible moment in history. We want to take advantage of this. We want to take advantage of the situation that these people are in, looking for the answers that only come through Jesus. You make that happen today.
888-211-5944 is the number, 888-211-5944. If it's easier, you can also just pull out your pocket device or go on your tablet or your computer and go to WMCA.com and give your gift that way. I know that I do a lot of electronic transactions now on my phone that I never even did, 6 months ago. So increasingly we're in that world. And if that is the easiest way to do it for you, then friend, don't be hesitant. Step up and make a difference. There's a reason why you're hearing about this right now. And my hope is that you respond to whatever God's putting on your heart. But help a family. 888-211-5944 or WMCA.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've seen the headlines. You know the devastation that the Ukrainian crisis has brought to the Ukrainian people. Thankfully, we've been able to help in that arena on some level. But did you know that they supply the grain for much of the rest of the region? And did you know that our partners in Lebanon, at Heart for Lebanon, told us recently that the Ukraine supplies up to 85% of the nation's total amount of grain for Lebanon. That means that after their grain elevator exploded 2 years ago, and now that this crisis is underway, that there is a food desperation in Lebanon like we've never seen. And though Heart for Lebanon is more gospel-focused in their work, they recognize that if people are hungry, they're going to have a hard time hearing the gospel. Would you help us feed a family, rescue one for the next 4 months? One gift of $116 will feed that family for the next 4 months. Call 888-211-5944. 888-211-5944. 888-211-5944. Or go to WMCA.com.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com. Reliability, dependability, quality, and value. Sentiments not usually associated with an affordable four-door sedan. Meet the 2022 Mitsubishi Mirage G4 starting from $15,465. With 35 mpg city and 41 mpg highway, this makes the Mirage G4 the class leader in fuel economy. But not boring. The G4 is connected for adventure with the latest technology of Apple CarPlay and Android Auto Standard. Precious cargo? Mitsubishi G4 comes standard with loads of safety features, including forward collision mitigation with pedestrian detection. And it's all backed with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty to give you peace of mind. Come visit Freehold Mitsubishi today. Just a short ride from anywhere in the metro tri-state area. Visit FreeholdMitsubishi.com or call 732-863-2788.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-786-2300. 800-786-2300. That's 800-786-2300.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, thank you for calling 888-211-5944. Those of you that have, whether it's $29 a month and you're going to actually end up helping more than one family. $29 a month will help approximately three families over the next year. Or a one-time gift of $116 where you say to one family, for the next 4 months, you're taken care of. We've got you. We're going to be there for you. Either one of those gifts right now makes a huge difference, and we need at least 10 of you to take either one of those challenges. Help a single family at $116 one-time gift, or do $29 a month for the next 12 months, and you end up helping three families in the Heart for Lebanon circumstance. But there are 118 families that are on the critical needs list. They need the help worse than everybody else, and we are trying to do all that we can to help them right this minute. 888-211-5944. 10 of those families need to be helped right now. 888-211-5944. And Jack Hibbard, we were talking about a variety of different things that the families experience. You know, we give them food, but that food connects them to the whole Heart for Lebanon kind of tour de force, if you will, and helping the children in particular is the kind of the specialty of the ministry.
It really is, because we know that these kids, and I've seen it play out firsthand, even by experience, are our greatest evangelists. I can't tell you the number of times that we've had an opportunity. In fact, on my last trip that I was there, Kevin, I met with a mom that had come to know Jesus as Savior, and the reason she did is she saw such a difference in her young daughter. In fact, it was such a precious meeting, and it's hard to describe on radio, but I'll do the best that I can. She had traveled almost 2 miles by foot to come and talk with us that day. Hmm. And this was significant to me as I looked at her. You know, she was clean and well-dressed, and I thought, man, you know, this is amazing, because I had been where she lived that morning. And I saw that refugee tent settlement, and I'm telling you, Kevin, they've got nothing. Toilets are a hole in the ground there. That's what they have in terms of just their basic needs, and dirt and disease really, honestly, everywhere. But what struck me about this young lady was the moment she walked in the door, despite all of those circumstances, she could not stop beaming. Her face was just glowing with joy. And as the translator began to share her story, and it was a difficult one, she lost, like many of the women that are in Lebanon, she lost her husband in the Syrian war. She walked over the mountains and is now living literally in squalor in a farmer's field. She began to share the story of that, she did something that I'll never forget. And again, this is the part that's kind of hard to illustrate on radio. She bent down as if she were bowing down to pray on her knees, and then she crossed her arms as if to say, I'm not doing that anymore. And with one motion, reached up high in the sky with the biggest look on her face. And I said to the translator, I don't think I need a translation for that. I get it. I know exactly what she was saying. And what she told us was that she had left the Muslim culture, and she had given her heart and her life to Jesus Christ. But that all started because her daughter came to our Hope Center, a place where children get the opportunity to learn, where they get it from teachers who love Jesus and have the opportunity to share his love with them day after day. And I'm telling you, Kevin, you talked about this earlier. We need to rescue these kids. They're under immense pressure, even the little girls under pressure you can't even imagine. I want to share a story about one such girl. Her name is Alima. Here's her story.
Alima is a fourth grade student in Heart for Lebanon's Hope Educational Program who performs well in the classroom and is excited about her newfound faith in Jesus. But because of the desperate economic situation in Lebanon, her mother has been pressuring Alima to make some drastic decisions.
That school has taught you about Jesus, and now it's time for me to teach you about our religion and our Islamic values. It's time for us to find you a suitable marriage partner.
Can you imagine this? A 10-year-old girl being told she has to drop out of school and think about getting married. Well, thankfully, Alima didn't accept what her mother was teaching her, and she was certain that what she had learned at the Hope Center was the truth. Although it was hard, Alima was able to stand firm in her faith. She urged her mother to let her continue her education and not get married. She pleaded with her to trust that God would provide for their needs. By God's grace and many conversations with her mother, Alima's example of strong faith in Jesus has resulted in her mother trusting him for salvation as well. We believe this is a great example of why Lebanon is ready for a new legacy of Christian leaders. Your investment today will help us develop leaders like Alima, who will bring hope of a transformed world and a brighter future based on biblical values through our relationship with Jesus Christ. Thank you for giving now.
888-211-5944. Said it all, Jack, just as you described it, a child whose impact, you know, when she comes into contact with the gospel, it's just too overwhelming, and it ends up impacting the whole family.
And can you imagine, as that story just told, a 10-year-old girl possibly being forced into marriage? I mean, this is the kind of pressure that these children are under to do really sometimes unspeakable things just to be able to survive. There's desperation there. That's why we need to get them the hope of Jesus, because they need to know that in him, they've got a hope. They have a future. He loves them, and he has his best interest in mind for them. And that's the message we're trying to carry. Yes, we need to take care of immediate needs. In fact, I've got to tell you, the story that I told you a couple of moments ago about meeting that young mom at our Hope Center and Alima's mother, that would have never happened had we not been in the refugee tent settlements giving basic necessities, providing for them food and blankets and heaters and survival essentials. We would have never even had the opportunity to bring Alima to our school. So, yes, we do need to meet the immediate needs, but we do it in an effort to make sure that they know their forever needs can be taken care of, and you make that happen right now. You know, I love that imagery, standing with these families. I mean, imagine sitting at your dinner table tonight and telling your family you've adopted a family of six in Lebanon who desperately needed your help. But maybe you could do a whole lot more than one. You know, gift of about $580 would take care of half of that goal. Whatever part God would have you make right now, would you be part of it? Let's rescue these children, these families for Jesus before somebody else captures them for evil.
If you can do $29 a month, you'll help three families over the next year. If you can do a one-time gift of $116, you will help a single family. If you can do a monthly gift of $116, you help 12 families in the coming year. And we need all combinations of the above. So would you consider right now, 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. Is there something that conservatives and liberals agree on in the aftermath of the massacre in Texas? Let's begin with a reminder of what Justice Scalia wrote in the 2008 Heller decision. The justice reiterated that the court did not want to cast doubt on the legality of laws forbidding, quote, felons and the mentally ill, close quote, from possessing firearms. So the right to own a weapon is not absolute. No serious person believes it is. What then should Congress aim to achieve? First, the police should have acted very differently, beginning with the absence from the scene of any kind of regular, quote, resource officer, and then the terrible decision to wait and wait to rush the killer. Second, I think a supermajority of voters also believe that well-trained, experienced, and well-armed officers need to be on the campuses of all K-12 schools. These steps make sense. Neither gun rights absolutists nor gun confiscation enthusiasts ought to control this conversation anymore. There is a sound center. Let's begin there, and quickly.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you got lower back pain, neck pain, upper back pain, even sciatica, maybe completely debilitated from walking due to the amounts of pain in your back, then you need to talk to my great friend, Dr. Melinda Keller. As the director of the Brooklyn Spine Center, she specializes in that non-surgical spinal decompression. And what I love about Dr. Keller is that she's committed to eradicating the pain, not with scary injections or surgery, but she wants to make sure your spine is healthy. She gives you a complete diagnosis. And if you have a bulging disc, spinal stenosis, sciatica, or herniated disc, she is going to point you in an all-natural direction first that will not cut on your body or put shots into your system. Find out for yourself, because she's going to help you alleviate that pain and doing things like walk freely again and playing with your kids or grandkids. So call Dr. Keller now, 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200. And let Dr. Keller and the Brooklyn Spine Center help you today. That's 718-234-6200 or BrooklynSpineCenter.com.
Hello, friends. This is Jason from Be Alive, inviting you to tune in every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for the Jesus, Matt, and Lori Show to be uplifted right here on WMCA.
What you need. need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And thank you to those of you that have picked up the phone and dialed in the last hour. 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944. Please go and make that call right now. There are 166 families in total that need our help. And these are the critical needs families. These are the ones that are in the most dire of straits, and they need your help right now, as quickly as possible. 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944. Tom Adama, co-founder of Heart for Lebanon, it's always a joy to have you in studio with us and to see what God is doing. But if someone's been listening for the last hour and they haven't yet decided that they're going to give right now, why is right now the important time that they do that?
In the Muslim culture, Kevin, it's unheard of to help someone unconditionally. And help them unconditionally with the love that Christ has given to us is really unheard of. It's really unused. Most Muslim families that are in a desperate state in the country of Lebanon at the moment, and there's 78% of the total population, is they have never seen love. Their own people aren't loving them. They could care less about them. They ask for help from their own people, and they don't see it. If they do see it, it comes conditionally. I'll give you this if you vote this way, or whatever the case may be. So when you come in unconditionally, like God's taught us to do, love others as I have loved you. It's the only commandment. It's a new command I give you. Love others as I have loved you. Unconditionally. Give them grace. Give them mercy. Sit there and listen to their story. Don't be judgmental. Love on them. And eventually, they draw us into a conversation that says, why do you treating me this way? Thought you'd never ask. It's Jesus Christ. He's the one who brings us the answer. And we can lead them into a relationship with Jesus Christ. There has never been a moment. I've had the privilege of being in over 180 countries of the world. I have never seen a country so open to the gospel of Jesus Christ than Lebanon is today. It is the freest, most democratic country in the Arabic world. And on top of that, Heart for Lebanon has got all the accreditations from Charity Navigator and everybody else that you can think of. We've done our part. Our team is doing their part. We'd like you to join the team right now. This is your moment to make an eternal difference in the Middle East, the epicenter of the world.
Friends, you're gonna have a chance to change lives, not just save lives by getting them the food that they need for the next 4 months, but to have them enter into those relationships with the Hope Center staff and all that Heart for Lebanon is doing. It's a remarkable thing. Don't you want to be part of it? 888-211-5944. $116 will save a family right now. 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944. We'll speak with Tom Adama some more in the days to come. You're also going to hear from Jack Hibbard with me here tomorrow and going on forward as well. But we're committed to helping these 166 families. Will you help us? 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944, or go to WMCA.com.